With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. And it's the halfway stage, so it's a good opportunity to catch up with some of the managers challenging up at the top end of Division 1 North and Division 1 South. Coming up in this week's show, we'll be hearing from the management at Clitheroe, Basford United, Prescott Cables, Bedworth, Alvechurch and Scarborough Athletic. All of that and a little bit more on this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. Welcome. So, hello everybody and welcome to this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. A big happy new year, one and all. And as we're at the halfway stage, it seems a good time to catch up with some of the teams up at the top of Division 1 North and Division 1 South. Later on in the show, we're going to be talking Division 1 North as we'll be catching up with the management at Prescott Cables, at Scarborough Athletic and with playoff chasing Clitheroe. But we're going to start off with Division 1 South and the main story about Division 1 South this season, apart from the bonkers promotion race, which is between about 28 different sides, it is about Basford United up at the top of Division 1 South. Played 24, won 20, drawn 4, totally unbeaten in the league. They've scored 58 goals, got a goal difference of plus 40, best defensive record in the league. Out in front now by 21 points. And joining me now to talk about Basford United, it's the manager, it's Martin Carruthers. So welcome back to the show, Martin, and a big happy new year to you. And, it was a very good, shall we say, end to 2017. You must be absolutely buzzing, everyone at the club, with the run of form that you've gone on in the league this season so far.
Yeah, it's been a phenomenal achievement. And, you know, only in our wildest dreams could we imagine that we'd finish 2017, you know, unbeaten and 21 points clear. We know teams have got games in hands, but you know they have to win them, and it's always better to have the points on the board. But you know, the way the lads have set about this season, the mentality, the desire has been scary. And you know, we were worried about New Year's Day, but you know, once again, the mentality is this group of players, you know, they want to keep this run going. They do not want to lose. And, you know, we have a group of players who manage games for us and a different class.
I mean, it must be, we did have you on early in the season, didn't we? And we were talking about expectations. But
yeah.
did you think in the summer that your squad had it in you to... Because we have to remember, Division 1 South is very, very competitive with some very big name clubs in there with very experienced managers and some cracking players. Could you have anticipated being this far ahead come New Year?
No, I mean, we set some really high targets in the summer, but we wanted to set them high, so, you know, to make sure the lads, you know, had something to strive for. We went out and brought in some really good, experienced players, and they've been pivotal. To be honest, and like you said, it's that mentality, that blend of experience and youth. We've done a lot of video analysis this year. You know, we've bored them to death at times with shape and set pieces, but you know they've reaped the benefits now, and they've been a real credit because you know everybody's bought into what we're trying to do. And like I said, they're getting rewards now, and I think you know they know they're part of something special now, and they're thriving on it. And you know, we won't let them rest on their laurels. We'll keep working hard on the training ground, you know, keep their feet, you know, firmly on the ground. And, you know, we want to keep this going for as long as possible.
And that's the difficult thing, isn't it? I mean, you know, when you look at Manchester City, for example, in the Premier Division, it's pretty much a given. You could say, oh, they're going to win the league, no problem at all. But it's difficult, isn't it, to keep that momentum going and to keep the concentration levels up. And you only have to look at the teams you've beat. Obviously, we can look at the likes of that fantastic result against Corby, who was second in the league at the time. But you're beating teams like Romney as well, and that's the tricky thing, isn't it? But getting the consistency where you can score 4 past Corby as well as 5 past Romulus.
Yeah, I mean, last year our biggest downfall, we were always good against the top sides. It was the bottom sides that was a sticking point, and we chucked so many points away last year against the bottom sides, and that was purely down to mentality, and that has definitely changed this year. And, you know, another big problem we do have, and we've found it in every game this year, that everybody turns up now wanting to be the team to beat us. So, you know, we are not getting easy games because everybody raises their game. everybody's stepping up to the plate. And, you know, for example, I know we beat Corby 4-0, but to be honest, they were the better team in the first half, and it was 2 goals in 2 minutes before half time that turned the tide, and we scored too late on. So, you know, it wasn't a true reflection, you know, of the game, and teams are really, really making it difficult for us.
And obviously, last season it was how much of a kick on from last season as well with what went on last season. Do you think that's been in the background as well, that need to put right what happened last season and to put it to bed this season with an emphatic promotion?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, our first season we didn't start the season well. We got to the playoff semi-finals and got murdered at Colville. Last season, we missed out by a couple of points because we fielded an ineligible player. So, again, last year, we thought we was on a run of form. If we'd have gotten the playoffs, that we might have got promoted last year. So, you know, we said in the summer, we're having a right go this year. We have to do things better. We have to improve our away form. We have to have a different mentality away from home. And it's been evident because our away form has been better than our own form this season. And that's great credit to the lads and the rest of the coaching staff.
And we should say as well, I mean, it's not, we've touched upon it already, it's not by any means a weak division that Division 1 South is this season. You only have to look behind you and you've got this jockeying going on, not just for the second promotion spot, but for the playoffs as well. And there's no easy game in this division. What have you made of the top end of Division 1 South? Because you've played most of these teams now. It's certainly one not to get involved with, and I bet you're happy to be so far out in front at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, you look down at that table and there's nine or ten very good sides who are going to be capable of getting that second spot, and that's what they're all going to be battling out to. I mean, if I'm completely honest, we went away to Old Church earlier in the season. We won 2-1. I still don't know how we won that game because they murdered us. And again, it was that mentality, last-ditch defending, tackling. But, you know, apart from the first 15 minutes, Elfchurch were by far the best team we've played this season. Stamford, another good side. Leek Town. You've got Corby, Stocksbridge. I'm trying to think of else.
There's so
up
many.
There.
You should have just named half the league.
Yeah, you've got Cleethorpes. So, you know, it's going to be so tough for those sides, and it's going to go down to the wire. And you know, me personally, I think Elfchurch will finish second or you know, push us close for the title. And then it's going to be a real scrap for those playoff places. And like I said, there's 9 or 10 really good sides who if they put a good run form of together, you know, can sort of get in there.
And I'm going to go off on a tangent here as well, because there is the possibility of a third automatic promotion spot for the best third place team at step four. And I think it was 2012, there was a Kenyan 800 metre runner who set a world record. He just went off like a rocket and sprinted round. And I think every single person in that race had a personal best or set a country record for their own respective countries. And I think, you know, that's one of the benefits Basford are bringing this season. I think Division 1 South was one of the best records at step four at the moment, and that's because you're setting the pace and everyone's having to run after you. And, well, Martin, a big thank you for coming on the show. I've already told you off air, I'm not going to interview you now until if the wheels come off, I'll get you back on for the tense finale, or if you've won it, we'll get you back on then. But a big thank you for coming on the show, and keep up the excellent work, and all the best for 2018.
Cheers, mate. Speak soon.
Martin Carruthers there, manager at Basford United. They're currently 21 points out in front at the top of Division 1 South. There is a bit of a tussle going on, though, in the places beneath Basford United. And leading the way currently is Bedworth United, in second position by 2 points over Cleethorpes Town. But Cleethorpes Town do have 3 games in hand. It is silly, the places beneath Basford United. Bedworth United on 43 points. Cleethorpes Town are in third. They're 2 points behind Bedworth United with 3 games in hand. Then there's Frickle Athletic. They're 3 points behind Bedworth United with 2 games in hand. Then you've got Alchurch, who we'll be hearing from shortly. They're currently 3 points behind Bedworth United with 5 games in hand. Then there's Corby Town, who last week were second in the league. They're in sixth position, now 4 points from second position. You've got Stamford, they're there or thereabouts as well. Leek Town and Chase Town. And let's not rule out Stocksbridge Park Steels, who on last week's Evo Stick MPL show were actually in the playoff positions, but now sit in 10th position, 4 points from the playoffs. It is quite remarkable. But Bedworth United currently lead that set of teams in second position. Let's hear now from the manager. Please welcome back to the show, Stuart Storer. So, welcome back to the show, Stu, and a happy new year to you. And, well, it is a happy new year. Bedworth United in second position. You must be dead pleased with finding yourself in 2018 in the automatic promotion spots.
Yeah, we've had a good Christmas. We've had a couple of players back, which have made a difference. And the extra points of Christmas have pushed us up there.
And in over the Christmas period, you've beaten the likes of Corby Town. You've drawn with Alvechurch. We have touched upon it, though. Division 1 South is pretty silly this season. Obviously, you've got Basford United with 21 points clear. But this posse that you're in front of, it is so, so competitive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's a bit like the Premiership, really. Your Basfords are your Man Cities. You know, they're running away with it. And then there's a melee of teams underneath all fighting. And if anyone could sort of put a decent run together, you know, you get in the mix quite easily.
And we've seen that in the positions that we can look at now, where you've got Corby Town, who were second, have now slipped down to the last place in the playoffs. And then you've got Stocksbridge Park Steels, who last week were in the playoffs, who are now sitting towards mid-table. It is pretty competitive. But Bedworth United, as you've said, a couple of good results, stringing the results together, not getting beat, find yourself in second.
Yeah, it's about now obviously trying to keep players fit, keep the belief going, and you know, you don't want to sort of end up where Stocksbridge are now in a couple of weeks' time, and it can so easily be done, you know. And you know, it might possibly be in a couple of weeks' time we are there, and we have to get a string of results again together to push us back in the mix. And I'm sure Stocksbridge and teams like that are thinking exactly the same.
Now, what's the challenge now, Stuart? How do you make sure the team don't get complacent? Because do you still believe that the title is a possibility? I mean, a couple of bad results for Basford and it starts to look a bit slippy. Or are you now seeing yourself as top of that second tier, essentially in second position?
Well, for me, you know, old cliche, you're taking it game by game. You just hope that you can continue the run. You know, I'm trying to bring in some new faces just to keep the boys on their toes. I think that's always a good ploy, that no one gets complacent or they're looking over their shoulder and they know they've got to put in 100%, because, you know, a couple of percentage under 100% and probably end up losing because it's that tight, this league.
Absolutely. And for Bedworth United as a club, obviously last season was a finding your feet kind of season, but you must be... What was your expectations heading into 2018, back in the summer? Could you see yourself in the mix for automatic promotion?
You know, when you're back in the summer, you always have to talk the talk and stay positive, but you never really know, to be quite honest. You know, and obviously delighted where we're at the moment, but it's one of them things where, like I said, you've got to keep your feet on the ground and sort of get through this month, see where you are at the end of the month, get through next month, and you know, and you're looking at it, and being in the playoffs, I think, is where every manager would have said that they wanted to be at the start of the season. And for me, yeah, playoffs was like my goal, so hopefully we can maintain this run and staying in around the mix until the end of the season.
And it's a cracking run, and I've got the graph in front of me of your chart, of your position in the league over the season. Three games in, you were 19th, and all the way up, it's just been a steady climb all the way up to the top of the table. And that's a challenge now, isn't it? Staying in that second or third or fourth, that neck of the woods, and making sure you're ahead of everyone else.
That's it. You know, if we can just maintain, you know, we're gonna lose games. I'm not daft, you know, but it's sort of not losing too many, nicking some that you're not supposed to win, maybe drawing some you're not supposed to get points from, and all them points tally up at the end of the season, and you know, that's when you hope that you're there or thereabouts.
Well, Stuart Storer, manager at Bedworth United, a big thank you for taking time out your busy day to come on the show. All the best for 2018, and you keep up the good work.
Thanks, Ben, and yourself.
Stuart Storer there, manager at Bedworth United. Now, Bedworth United currently sitting in second position. The team currently sitting in fifth position, though, is Alvechurch. And Alvechurch have got loads of games in hand. They've only played 19. They've got three games in hand over Frickley Athletic, who are on the same number of points. Two games in hand over Cleethorpes Town, who were just a point ahead. And they've got a mammoth five games in hand over Bedworth United. So Alvechurch very much in this promotion race. And joining us now, it's the welcome return to the manager, Alvechurch. Please welcome back to the show, Ian Long. So happy new year to you, Ian. And well, Alvechurch currently sitting in the playoff positions, but you do have loads of games in hand. And that's the eternal question at this stage of the season. Would you rather have points on the board or those games in the bag?
If it was all wins with the games in hand, that'd be great. But we don't know. So tough one. We have got numerous games in hand on a lot of the sides. That even if we take a good percentage of them, not all of them, will still be in a very strong position. And I think that would probably get us back into second spot, which are the automatic promotions places, which obviously be nice. It's just difficult to say, really.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, Alvechurch have been first and second there or thereabouts pretty much for the majority of the season. It's only been the last few weeks or so that they've been a drop down. That's because of the games in hand that you've got. And we should mention the fact, though, you're on an incredible run at the moment, unbeaten in nine.
No, we don't need to mention that. We'll keep that to ourselves. Because trying to go under the radar. We're unbeaten in nine. I think it was mid-October since we lost to Corby away. It was seven wins and two draws in that. We had a cup defeat, I think, in that, in the trophy against Coville. But we have a decent run of form, and it's just been a bit patchy, really, because of the weather conditions. And we had an emergency down at Alvechurch with the man having a heart attack. So it's been a bit patchy. It's been stop-start. We managed to get our game on New Year's Day and get 3 points on the board with a late goal. So we're just hoping we can get a run of games now and maintain the run that we're on. But like I say, it's teaming down round here now. So we got Chasetown away on Saturday. So I don't know what that's going to be like.
And speaking of that supporter, Ian, how is he doing? Because it was quite nasty what happened to him.
Yeah, it was terrible, but it seems though he's on the mend. The last report was that he was sitting up. He was off dialysis, and he's doing a lot better. Club captain Jamie Willis has took a sawing ball down, and we're due to get down there and see him. Now he's out of ITU, hopefully in the next few days. So, fingers crossed he's on the mend.
Absolutely, and you're doing all your best as well on the pitch, aren't you, as well? So as long as you keep winning when you get to play, that's good for him as well.
Yeah, his first question apparently when he come round was, how did we get on? We didn't know, obviously, that the game had been abandoned, so fair play to him. He's a loyal supporter, follows us home and away, so it's great. Pretty pleasing.
Well, the thing is as well, I mean, we've had the managers of Basford and Bedworth on the show this week as well, and it's a similar question I'm going to ask you, but in different circumstances. How have you managed to keep the players in check and keep the momentum going during this patchy period of games on and off and that kind of thing? How have you managed to do it?
Well, we've just trained. We've trained in some bad weather conditions. We trained up on the extra turf that we normally train on, and it was an inch of snow all over it, but we still managed to do some bits and that, and we've been in the gym. We've done some cardio work in the gym. David Lloyd were kind enough to let us use their facilities down by us. So we've maintained us over the Christmas period, and when we've had games called off, you know, we've trained on the Saturday and done some good sessions, really, some endurance sessions. So hopefully, it's nothing like playing games, but hopefully we've managed to tick ourselves over. And we didn't look too bad, especially first half on New Year's Day. So just like I say, it's just about getting the games in and making sure we get the points on the board now.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, the earlier question I asked you was about the fact that you've got these games in hand, you can now you've got a target to aim for as well, haven't you? And it has been a silly promotion race, we've got to say, because there's at least 10 teams who can all put their hat in a ring and say, yes, we want to be in the promotion spots this season.
Yeah, that's it. He's really competitive. I mean, anybody can beat anybody. I mean, look at New Year's Day's results. Peterborough, I think, were bottom of the table before they went into the game with Stamford. Stamford, I think, was occupying one of the playoff spots at the time, and they've beaten them 2-0. Nobody would have guessed it. Like I say, Romulus, we've managed to get a last-minute winner against. Really tough game. And it's a really competitive league. Anybody can beat anybody. You never know. You never know what sort of points haul you're going to take through the, you know, to get, we've got the games. We just, every game's going to be tough, and we're not sure how many points we'll take from them games.
And we have to remember,
keep going.
And we have to remember as well, it's your first time at this level, and you know, you take it to it very, very well, and yourself and Clee Forbes are there or thereabouts in this fight. How have you found the division this season, the step up from counties level?
It's, you know, the MFL that we won the league for last season, that was a strong league. And I think four or five of them clubs would do okay in the Division 1 South. But no, it is tough. You get a couple of games in the MFL where you perhaps can get away with not being 100% at your best. I don't think that's the case with the Division 1 South. It's a really competitive league. And I think just look at the table. You know, everyone's beating everybody apart from Baysford. Nobody can beat them. But like I say, everyone's beating everybody. It's a really tough league, and you've got to be on your game week in, week out.
Well, Ian Long, manager at Alva Church, a big thank you for joining us. All the best for 2018, and you keep up the good work.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you.
So that's Division 1 South, and a big Happy New Year to everyone connected with Division 1 South clubs. All the best for 2018, and a big thank you to Martin Carruthers, Stuart Storer and Ian Long for joining us on this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show. But it's now time to draw our eyes further north for Division 1 North. And in a second, we're going to be hearing from the management at Scarborough Athletic and Clitheroe. But out in front, currently at the top of Division 1 North, isn't South Shields, as a lot of our pundits have predicted. It's Prescott Cables out in front by 1 point. They have played 5 games more, but they head into 2018 league leaders of Division 1 North. And joining us now from Prescott Cables, it's the manager. It's a welcome return to Brian Richardson. So welcome back to the show, Brian, and a happy new year to you, and a very happy new year to you. League leaders going into 2018. How does that feel?
We're pinching ourselves, to be honest with you. We didn't see it coming, obviously, because South Shields have been on such a good run. But obviously Scarborough have started a good run as well, with a few good results over Christmas and New Year. So, yeah, a little bit of shock, but you know what? It gives you a little bit of relief when you're up there. We know we've played a lot more games than a lot of the teams around us. But to be honest with you, you know, it's just a nice little accolade in the short term, isn't it? And who knows, maybe it might not be the short term.
Well, this is it, isn't it? I mean, it's the old adage, would you rather have points in the board or games in hand? And you're there on the summit at the moment. And it is warranted as well. I mean, you're leading 3 teams, essentially. I'm going to throw Bamber Bridge in as well, because they've been there or thereabouts. 4 teams.
Yeah, they have.
4 teams who've been epic this season, and you're the 5th team in that list as well. It's been very, very competitive, hasn't it, up at the top?
Yeah, it has. You know what, we played Colwyn Bay on Boxing Day, and they're a good side as well. You know, they are a very good side. I know they've changed the manager recently, but the players, he's not changed the players wholesale. And they've obviously had some good lads in there to start with. And sometimes just to change your manager, a new face does do the trick, doesn't it? But, you know, I would put Colwyn Bay in that group. I would say that probably outside of the 5 you mentioned, you've got Trafford, who've had a fantastic run. You know, and they're in that. Droylsden are a dangerous team as well and could easily go in. Clitheroe are coming good, you know, and Glossop and Colwyn Bay. So I reckon the top 10 there are pretty much, but, you know, really, really dangerous teams. And there's good sides beyond them as well, you know.
Now, obviously, like you say, it is very competitive. And going into the season, we had you on early in the season, obviously. But going into this season, Prescott Cables, we saw you towards the end of last season against Lancaster, and we thought to ourselves, this team could go places next season. Is this matching expectations of where you'd like to see Prescott Cables? Might not necessarily be top, but certainly promotion chasing.
I think last year, if you looked at our record from Boxing Day, which is when I felt we had the squad I wanted to, you know. I think if you'd have looking at the points per game we'd have got over the season, we'd have probably ended up about eighth. I think our target this year was to probably get in the top half. We'd see that as a big improvement on obviously like whatever we were, 15th, 16th last year, I can't remember. But we spent a lot of time in the bottom three, even with a reasonably good side. This year, we said top half. We were looking top eight, if I'm being honest with you. So I see that as being pretty much on track. Now, we're talking about playoffs. You know, we've been talking about playoffs for a couple of weeks. You know, we've had 20-odd games in there, and we're still in the playoffs. So, I mean, at the moment, we're just looking at, you know, we're not counting our chickens. We're just keeping our feet on the ground, just hoping that we can keep this run going that we're on. And that will take us where it takes us, you know what I mean?
And the other adages as well, I mean, obviously with the potential for free automatic promotion spots with the third best placed team at step four, there is an added advantage to get as many points of the board as possible. And it seems like the top five certainly are all driving each other on to get as many points as they can.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, even though we're on a good run, teams around us aren't slipping up very often either, you know. And, you know, I think like you just mentioned, Bamber Bridge, Hyde United, Scarborough, Trafford, you know, they haven't lost many. Grosden at Cern, they haven't lost many games. I mean, Trafford lost, we might have got Trafford at a good time because we played them a couple of times in September, October in the league and we took maximum points off them, you know, but since then, their record stands up there as good as anybody's in the league, you know what I mean? And there's always a late runner comes into every playoffs, you know. But yeah, it's opened things up, like you say, three automatic places. That has definitely like give everybody a little bit more of an edge, isn't it? Just thinking this might be a good year to get up if you're going to get up. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And the last time I had you on, we talked about how young the crowd is there at Prescott Cables as well. A good ultras, if I could call them that, scene at Prescott Cables. Attendances are high at the club, and it feels like is there a bit of a buzz around Prescott Cables at the moment?
100%, yeah. I mean, it's very much a team effort, you know. I mean, there's none of us really. We're all too old to have big egos now. I mean, even the management team, I think they're all nearly all over 50. So, I mean, we are quite prejudiced. We just don't let young people in, you know what I mean? So it's nice to be able to say that round the club is fantastic and the fans are brilliant. The board have been tremendous, you know, everybody, even down to the lady who makes the food and everything else. It's a real good place to be at the moment. And I think long may it continue, you know. I think they've been starved of a lot of success for a lot of years and they've always been a pretty solid club with the years they've been around. And, you know, if you go back to the 60s, they were, you know, a pretty high-profile non-league side, weren't they?
Absolutely, yes. Brian, a big thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come on the show. A big congratulations for topping the league into 2018. And all the best for the remainder of the season. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, thank you, Ben. See you soon.
Brian Richardson there, manager at Prescott Cables. League leaders, Prescott Cables, currently sitting 1 point ahead of South Shields. South Shields do have 5 games in hand, though. And speaking of South Shields, a defeat has been inflicted on them in the last couple of days or so. On New Year's Day, it was South Shields 1, Scarborough Athletic 3. See Scarborough up to third in the league on the same number of points as South Shields, having played 2 games more. So Scarborough Athletic straight back into the promotion race over the festive period. And joining us now, it's the manager at Scarborough Athletic. Please welcome back to the show, Steve Kittrick. So a big happy new year to you, Steve. And well, that was a good result on New Year's Day, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, happy new year to you and your listeners. Yeah, it was a good result. We went with the game plan, stuck to it, and it's pleasing as a manager when players stick to a game plan and it comes together. So it was very, very pleasing.
And it's put Scarborough Athletic, obviously Scarborough Athletic were certainly in the playoff picture, but now very much well and truly in the promotion hunt. Is it all going to plan, do you feel, now for Scarborough heading into 2018?
Yeah, well, I mean, we set ourselves 9 points for over the Christmas period. Having taken 6 into the Shields game, you know, I had expected, you know, the best I could have expected on the day, really, being realistic, were a point, and we got three because we played really, really well. So it just sets us up now for the running.
And it's going to be a hell of a running. It was already shaping up to be a hell of a season anyway, with not just yourselves, but South Shields, Prescott Cables, Hyde United and Bamber Bridge all vying there in that top five. And then you've got the mid-table pack as well, who you really can't take for granted, because they too have got something to play for. It's quite a bonkers season so far.
Well, it's competitive league this year, you know, and you know, I've said about Shields, if we finish within 3 points of Shields, we'll get promotion. And I still stick to that, because I still think they're the best team we've played. We've had a bit of a blip. Us beating them might do them a favour. You know, there's many positive things come out of, you know, defeat. And I will stick to that. They're the best team we've played. You know, we played exceptionally well on New Year's Day. I think they played as well as they could. As well as we let them, but you know, I still stick to that. If we're within 3 points of Shields, we'll go up.
And obviously, a season's an organic thing. You have to adapt as the season goes on. And you've made a couple of signings that I've been aware of, which I've gone, oh, that's quite a good signing. You got Nosey from Bradford Park Avenue and James Walshaw from Farsley. Those are good signings there.
Yeah, well, they're both experienced players, you know, and they fetch a lot to the dressing room, and that's what you need. It's not just about that 90 minutes. It's about, you know, half-time, talking to younger players and getting around people, and they've both got plenty of experience.
It's a bit of a statement as well you're making there as well, because they're players who've been here before as well, and that's important, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Wally's played for me over the last 20 years. You know, I had him when I was a young man at Ossett, and then I took him to Geisley, and then I helped him get to Darlington, and then he came back, and, you know, he's a good footballer, but he knows where net is, and he fetches a lot more. He's not just scoring goals. As he's got older, he's matured as a footballer. But it's a massive, massive coup for us, because he's a top, top goal scorer.
And off the pitch as well, the club seems to be going in the right direction very much. So obviously, it's the first season at the Flamingo Land Stadium, getting crowds of over 1,000 there. And we should say as well, there's plans to expand the stadium. So it's all heading in the right direction at Scarborough, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a work in progress, isn't it? And it's a project, isn't it? You know, the project end is to get into the conference. There's no timescale being set on that, but obviously it'll either go as slow, as quick as as we can make it happen on the pitch, you know. But we haven't got no God-given right to win football games. You've got to earn that, and you know, we'll make sure that up to the end of the season we're there and thereabouts, and then we can go to the next level and go to plan. It's the second stage of what we wanted to do.
And finally then, Steve, obviously this weekend we're talking about you know, the how competitive this division is. This weekend you'll be travelling to the Butcher's Arms to take on Drolsden. Drolsden themselves have got something to play for this season. It's a classic, you know, banana skin, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the thing is, it'd be nice to go there, because, you know, there's four players that are playing there that played for me when I was at Telford. It'd be nice to see them. Drolsden historically always play very, very good football, expansive football, so it should be a good game, and they're just knocking on the door. They're in that pack that wanting to get in that top five or six to get in the playoffs. So it'll be an interesting game, and I think every week, every game fetches a different test to the management, the players, the staff, the supporters. So, you know, but we've got no, I mean, we've got over now. We played really well on New Year's Day, and we've got to get the feet back on the ground to go to Drolsden and get three more points in the bag.
Well, Steve Kittrick, manager at Scarborough Athletic, a big thank you for joining us. All the best for 2018, and you have a lovely week.
Thank you very much. See you soon.
Steve Kittrick there, manager at Scarborough Athletic. So quite a race going on up at the top end of Division 1 North. Prescott Cables, South Shields, Scarborough Athletic, Hyde United and Bamber Bridge, all separated by 5 points and all with varying degrees of games played. Then there's Trafford filling that final playoff spot at the moment. They're on 39 points, 2 points behind Bamber Bridge, but they have played 5 games more than Bamber. They've also played 5 games more than Drolsden. They currently sit 1 point outside the playoff positions. And then there's Clitheroe. Clitheroe sit 3 points outside the playoffs, with 2 games in hand over Trafford. And joining me now, it's the manager at Clitheroe, it's Simon Hayworth.
So, Happy New Year, Simon. Welcome back to the show. Firstly, a big congratulations for the results over the festive period. We'll ignore the Scarborough one. I'm looking at that Colne one mainly. That's a cracking result right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and obviously local rivals, and there's a little bit between the sort of teams and supporters. So to go there and play as well as we did and win 6-0, it's something to be sort of savoured for a few years, I think. But we've been playing well, and you know, when we're at it and we play well, you know, we can do that to teams. And luckily, everything came together for us that day. And like I said, it's something with them being local rivals, we'll enjoy for as long as we can.
And that result was your fifth straight win as well. And when it comes to the last six matches, again, ignoring the Scarborough result, Clitheroe have the best form in the league. And you come out of the mid-table pack and are now challenging for the playoff positions. You must be dead pleased with the recent results that the club have had.
Yeah, I am. We lost quite a few players in the summer because of their sort of success from last year's good season. And we started and tried a few different things. First, probably 10 games of the season. It didn't work, and we had to be brave and move people on and start again. And we've been fortunate enough to bring people back like Danny Brady from FC United, Alex Newby from Wynn Albion, and we just went back to what we worked for us last year. And around about the end of October, performances totally sort of changed for us, really. Results weren't quite there, but you could feel it coming. And then obviously we've gone on a run. Yeah, well, we've won 8 of our last 9 games, including a couple of cup games. So the form has been terrific, and I feel we're probably a bit stronger than last year, but we will have to be because, like I said to you off air, I think the league's a bit stronger than it was last year as well.
Yeah, it's looking like at the moment that the top end of the playoff positions are starting to stretch out a bit. But then there is a pack of teams below that. And this run that Clitheroe have had has come at the right time, it feels like. Last year, you just missed out on the playoffs. Was that your expectations going into this season, or did you anticipate it to be a bit tougher, as you've alluded to?
Yeah, I think with, you know, without harping on about with what we spend and with our budget, I think last year we overachieved to be round about the playoffs, but we felt we could do it again because that's the ambition of sort of myself and my staff and the team. We wanted to go that one step further, but you know, looking after 4, 5, 6 games, I realised that the league was a lot stronger throughout this season than last. It's just as competitive, but there is a better quality throughout the league, I think, this year. So it was going to be a tough ask, and we had an okay start. It wasn't disastrous and it wasn't great. It was okay. But since we've brought a few players back and we've gone back to basics in the style of play that we've been playing with, we look a lot stronger now, I'd say, than we were last year. So we're in a good position now. If we can carry it on, we'd like to think we'll be round about 70 points again and see where that takes us, really.
And do you think that's going to be enough? Because last year it was a bit of a strange promotion race, because there was, I think from memory, there was about 14, 15, maybe 18 teams who could have got in the playoffs towards the end of the season. But this season, it does feel like the band is narrower, so you can't really be dropping that many points, can you? I don't think, if you're up in that 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th neck of the woods.
No, you can't. And probably because we didn't put enough on the board early. We've got to keep winning, basically, or picking up results. And that was what was good about beating Kendal on New Year's Day. We went to Scarborough, and they're a good team, and they beat us fair and square. So it was important we come and beat Kendal, because if you don't pick up a win for a couple of games, all of a sudden you're back down to 13th, 14th without in a blink of an eye. So it was important that we did. And like I said, it'll be competitive again, but I would say there's probably 6 or 7 teams playing for a few places rather than, as you said, 12 to 14 last year. But they're good teams, you know, Droylsden, and we got a good result up against Glossop and Trafford. And before you know it, you're naming 5, 6, 7 strong teams. So I think you just have to look after yourself, and we'll try and win as many games as we can. It may be that you need a bit more than 70, I would say, this year, but we'll aim for that. And then, you know, that's the club's progression, really. If we can beat 70, then we've progressed again this year.
And as a club as well, Clitheroe produced some cracking players over the years. You mentioned Danny Brady, of course. What's the mood like at the club going into the second half of the season? It must be pleasing to have a club who've going for promotion. It must be a good momentum at the club at the moment.
Yeah, Clitheroe have been knocking on the door for a few years, but I can't speak for the season before. That was the ex-manager, Simon Garner. So everything changed after Simon left, new team and everything else. So I can only speak on last year where we had a fantastic season, getting within 2 points of it. And the mood's good, and I think the young lads that we blooded last year have learnt a lot this year. And I think, you know, games like beating Glossop 4-1 and Colne 6-0, I don't think we'd have been capable of doing that last year, if I'm honest. We had a good run, and we were able to put a good run together, but there's a bit more nous about us this year. We're not as naive, and people have come back for the second season and they've improved a lot. You know, Alex Newby and Brad Carroll and people like that. I've learned a lot from playing 50 games last season. So we're confident and we're playing well, and we think that we can beat anyone on our day. And there's a little bit more steel about us this year. I don't think we'll be as soft a touch as we were at times last year, because it's such a young team. We've learned a lot. And I mean, you only got to look at us going forward. We're a threat. You know, if you catch us on the wrong day, we can score goals against anybody. And, you know, we've got the top scorer in the league, and we've got Alex Newby, who's come back, and now he's on 13. So we're a threat going forward, and like we were last year. And, you know, long may it continue, really.
Well, Simon Hayworth, manager at Clitheroe, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show. All the best for the new year, and good luck this weekend against Atherton. Thanks for coming on the show.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, Ben. Thank you.
And that, dear listener, is the end of this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. Martin Carruthers at Basford United, Simon Hayworth at Clitheroe. A big thank you to Brian Richardson at Prescott Cables, Stuart Storer at Bedworth, Ian Long at Alverchurch, and Steve Kittrick at Scarborough. We should say we're recording this show on Wednesday, and as we've gone to air, we've found out that Grant Black has left Ossett Town. We'll have more on that in the coming weeks on the Evo Stick NPL show. But that's it for this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show. Remember, you can follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. And for all the latest news from the world of the Northern Premier League, please visit the website evostickleague.co.uk. A happy new year, one and all. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Evo Stick NPL show, but that's it for this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick Northern Premier League Division 1 side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.